I know we got a caller who called in our hotline. By the way, if you have questions, you can reach us 1-855-429-9166. That's 855-429-9166. You leave the question, we'll answer it on the next show, or you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. So let's talk to listen to Sarah here about Facebook.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm from Atlanta. So I listened to you when you said not to buy Facebook when it came out, but I've since watched my friends' accounts climb as it went from $40 to like $170. So my question is, where do you stand with Facebook today? Thanks so much.
Yeah, Troy, why didn't you tell her to buy it?
Well, number one, you know, we have our standards to begin with. And when you see an IPO, it's very rare that we're ever going to say buy that because it doesn't meet our criteria and the criteria I talked about earlier. So Facebook now meets our criteria, believe it or not.
But it's trading for 8 million times earnings or something.
43 times earnings. So it looks really expensive. You have to believe in the growth story here. They're saying that earnings are likely to grow at 27% annually over the next business cycle, 3 to 5 years. And it's
how much? How much?
How much will it grow? 27%, approximately.
From here? That's what the analysts are saying?
That's what they say. Yeah, and this is like a consensus of – it's the consensus average of all the estimates that cover – for analysts that cover Facebook. So there's so many weird things about the numbers in Facebook. They're saying they got $2.01 billion users. Mm-hmm. But then you look and they'll tell you, no, probably over – 70 million of those are fraudulent accounts. Bill, you and I talked about it.
Yeah.
You know, I got defrauded on Facebook myself. Somebody created a fake page with my likeness and mm-hmm. started going out and hitting up all my friends. So, you know, there's things in those numbers that don't really ring true. Advertisers are flocking to that.
Yeah.
And about a little over 81% of all their revenue is generated from the mobile device, mm-hmm. I think probably as much as Instagram.
How is the stock done?
It's done quite well.
This year?
Yeah. As she said, you know, we're
talking
about
year to date, it's up 45%.
Yeah. A lot
it's
of
done quite well
everything
since
tech
January.
Has been running like crazy. And to be honest with you, at 43 times earnings, you watch what happens when we have a slight hiccup. It's those expensive stocks that usually get hit hardest.
Is there a cheaper alternative that we know of? I mean, is there something that, you know, she's looking at it now and seeing how expensive it is, to, you know, an alternative to consider?
They still could buy
MySpace, right?
Or Snap? Yeah. What about Snap? Yeah. They've still
statistics
down a little
aren't
bit, right?
quite as lofty on those companies.
Right.
All right. We like Google, though.
That's right.
Well, I thought we were discussing MySpace.
It was about investing in MySpace, I think.
Don't recommend it.
No, I don't. I think you probably ought to pull your personal
page. Well, I got a follower,
down.
Man.
You don't start messing up the clout.
I got a follower.
Is that a relative, Bill?
It's me. I like myself.
I love
so
me.
I like myself.
There you go. I think like is the Facebook thing. Right?
Oh, it's
so
not.
What do you,
okay. I don't know
what you do on MySpace.
I don't have a Facebook anything.
Well, I recently read Facebook starting to attach
I don't have a MySpace
some users.
Yeah,
they're venturing to Instagram and
well, the younger crowd.
Well, and that's the thing that I'm talking about. Instagram is actually owned by Facebook, so they're going to get benefits. And I really believe that 81% of their revenue that's coming from the mobile side is probably mostly from Instagram,
yeah,
not so much
sure.
Facebook. The Facebook demographic is very different than Instagram. The younger folks that are mm-hmm. up and coming, and you know that's where you're going to find them.
Sure.
My daughter would not dream of having a Facebook page. I almost said MySpace because it would be about the same
day.
As that.
Right,
I mean,
right,
they look at that as old people stuff.
Yeah, I get
you. My son said that to me the other day. Facebook, Facebook's for old people.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Can you imagine now? You're an old guy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have a Facebook, but he was talking to Casey, so my wife.
Yeah, maybe right. It is for old people because at this table, I'm the only one that has a Facebook page, it sounds
That's
like.
That's true. See?
Yeah, boy, you're not that much older than me. I don't think so.
I'm not, but I am older. See, Bill, you're almost there. You probably ought to go ahead and sign up.
I probably should.
Yeah.
I probably should hit
up the AARP while you're at it. They'll be sending you stuff before too long, and that's
I'll start planning for my
talking.
Social Security.
There you go.
The first advertisement you see.
It really is. You hit a certain age.
All right, let's talk to Ryan about IRAs. Here we go. If I can hit the button.
Hi, this is Ryan from Canton. As a young professional starting a new career, what would you recommend, a Roth IRA or a regular IRA? I'm leaning towards a regular IRA because it seems harder to get my money out, and I really want to use this for retirement. What do you guys recommend?
Well, it's a good question. First, I would say before we even talk about IRAs, if you have an employer
You
get a match,
you were going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I would start there with the 401k, assuming your employer matches. You know, probably that's going to be more like a traditional IRA. It's tax deferred money, so that's where you'd want to start to make sure you get that free money from the employer match. But if we're talking specifically about IRAs, you know, I think more and more these days the conversations I'm having with clients are geared more towards the diversification of the tax status of their money. And so it's almost as if you would try and strike a good balance between the two, because while it's great to have money growing tax deferred, I mean, that's the big benefit of having a traditional IRA and a 401k for that matter. In retirement, what that means is that every dollar that you pull out is going to be taxed at ordinary income, which may not be all that meaningful if you're going to be in a low tax bracket, but it also is going to have an impact on the required minimum distributions once you reach age 70 and a half that you have to pull out. Now, with the Roth IRA, that's a tax exempt account, meaning down the road, and even in the near term, that Roth IRA is going to allow you to pull out what you contribute tax-free. But you still are going to have, if you're under 59 and a half, maybe you might be looking at that 10% penalty still.
Can you do both?
What's that?
Can you do both, Roth and an IRA? Regular,
you can, but there's an aggregate limit that you would have to meet, are aggregated. So for anyone under age 50, you can contribute in 2017 up to $5,500, and for those over age 50, you'd have a $1,000 catch-up, so you could actually get $6,500 into it. But it is on the aggregate. And so actually, you know, with our 401k here, we have a Roth option, and I split some of the money. I know we've had discussions about this before. You like the tax deferred piece. I do too. But in seeing so many of these clients now that are retiring and everything's tied up in that 401k, and when they ask me for a dollar, I got to pull out $1.25. I'm trying to find this balance that's going to give me some flexibility in retirement. And I think that's sort of the answer to Ryan's question here is you don't want everything in either bucket. There needs to be some kind of balance so that you're not tied, your hands aren't tied in retirement when it comes to managing your tax status, because that's going to, you know, these clients that do have everything tied up in this 401k that is just a traditional or tax deferred account, they have no option. Everything that they need, every time they want to do something. I had a client recently that he wanted to buy a property from his dad. His dad wanted, he was going to sell it to him for $55,000, but he ended up having to take out about $67,000 from his IRA, or would have had to. You know, we advised him to put a mortgage on it instead of pulling that from his IRA. But that's what I mean, is that everything is more costly in retirement if you're pulling it from that type of account. And if you've got some diversification in the tax status of your money, then you'll at least have that option. You know, maybe it doesn't change what the ultimate decision is, but at least you've got some option. No, everybody likes to have some flexibility. And if you're just doing one or the other, you're not going to have that. And so try to find a balance that's right for you and pursue it that way.
So key is still make sure that you maximize that employer match.
Yes, get the match. That's free money. That's a no-brainer.
Let's say they match dollar for dollar on the first 3%, like us, then 50 cents on the dollar for the next 2%.
Yep.
That's a 100% guaranteed return.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
yep.
Can't lose.
You put four, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little less than 100, but...
Well, I mean,
still money
go to the end of your match.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then from there,
Roth.
Yeah, you can get your diversification.
Right.
You can go Roth and maybe even taxable, too.
Yeah.
Because there will be sometimes, you know, Bill was talking about harvesting tax losses earlier. There will be times that you might have something in your taxable portfolio that makes it cheaper to spend out of there. When you consider tax reasons later on down the road. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And you probably have a lot more options with that brokerage account.
True enough, but I mean, you know, to your point, though, and not to belabor this issue, because for me it is I like the tax deduction.
Sure.
Because I do believe a dollar in my pocket today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow.
Sure.
And I don't know what tax rates are going to be in the future. I would guess they're going to be higher, but I don't, you know.
Bill passed that time value money course when
I did.
He was in college.
I did. Barely, though. Colors. Barely. Squeaking. Squeak by.
And somewhere along the way, you remembered
squeak
it all.
By. Well, you think about it. I mean, I max out, so 18 grand.
Sure.
and my tax bracket's real money.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a house payment.
Yeah, you gotta get as much as you can. Plus, I mean, look, this we can't stress enough the tax deferred status of that money. That's the benefit of that, right? For your money to grow free of tax, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, but you're gonna get that in a Roth, whether
you are.
You get it in a 401. You're gonna get the same tax deferral. Yeah.
You just don't get the deduction.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
And that's an individual scenario.
We're all gambling, right? Because we don't know what it's going to be in the future. So it's a gamble at the end of the day.
You don't know what your tax is, the tax rate's going to be.
Yeah. Right.
That's the reason that we need a little bit of something out of Washington, right?
Yeah, well, even that's, what, 10 years, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm not retiring in the next 10 years. It ain't going to matter to me except for my current income. Current income.
There you go.
Now, if my tax bracket went down, I might actually go back to the drawing board on what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, between state, federal, and then Obamacare tax on, you know, 3.9 plus the extra 0.9 on the payroll.
Right.
It's, come on.
Well, when you get to within 10 years, man, you let me know I can run a financial plan for you.
Do you know a good financial plan?
No,
do you know a couple?
Oh, sorry.
See, I want a good one.
Touche. Well, now that you
kidding, man.
That was a trap.
He walked right into that one.
He did.
He walked right into that one. All right, real quick, let's go to Kate from Canton. She sent in an email. Says, like, I have four different 403B, 401K accounts. Wow. Due to changes in my employment. Would there be an advantage to combining these accounts, Jared?
I think absolutely. And if for no other reason than the fact that you're going to reduce transaction costs right off the bat, because if you think about it, right now you're paying to implement whatever investment strategy you have in three, four, five different places. And so to bring all that together, not only is it going to simplify your life in that you're getting one statement, you can see it all there together in one place when you log on to these accounts, you're also going to be able to implement whatever strategy you're implementing in one place. And that inherently is going to lower.
Cheaper.
Right, exactly. Just from a transaction cost standpoint, I mean, you're bringing that down drastically.
I'm not going to lie, man. You almost sound like you know what you're talking about. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you have two designations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, occasionally I'll get a toss-up.
Well, look, the other side of this is my suspicion is, this is just my suspicion.
Sure.
I haven't done this for 23 years or anything.
Yeah,
that
of course.
There's four 401k accounts that haven't been looked at.
Oh, yeah.
In how long?
Mm-hmm.
And so the strategy being employed is one of...
Yeah,
I don't have one.
Exactly.
So at least if you pull it all together, and heaven forbid you give us a call at 770-429-9166 and ask for Jarrett because he is a good financial planner, and I would use him.
Well, thanks. So did that hurt you to say?
A little bit.
Give me that
it did
back.
Hurt me. It did hurt me.
That's the theme of the day, I believe. You guys are just on.
We're just going around the table here.
Yeah.
It definitely did
My
hurt
turn.
Me. So anyway, again, that number, 770-429-9166.
And you go from a 401k, if you put it in an IRA, you can also have a lot more investment options.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
very much.
I mean,
heaven forbid, they might actually call you to
there you go.
Pick a stock or something. Look at
there
that.
We go.
Market up or down, real quick.
It's going up, man. I just put a lot of money in.
Oh,
I'm say up
broke
too.
Record. I'm up. Always up.
We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.